You are listening to WSIU. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Illinois lawmakers and Governor J.B. Pritzker passed a law earlier this year which permits the use of mail-in voting on a more expanded scale because of the threat of COVID-19. Applications for those mail-in ballots are starting to hit mailboxes. For this edition of In Focus, I talked with Dorsey Prosser of the Jackson County League of Women Voters about how things are going to work.
For November 2020, for this upcoming election, the Illinois legislature has provided very specific options. Yes, you could always do absentee voting for no reason at all in Illinois. You didn't have to verify. But this is being extended much more broadly to people. Before, absentee voting, you had to request it. Well, right now, anyone who voted in the 2018, 2019, or 2020 elections, they will receive an application to vote by mail from their county clerk. That's a little different than absentee voting in the past. Again, this is for 2020. So that is available, and it will come to you if you have voted. But if you didn't vote in one of those elections, you can always apply to vote by mail. And also in this legislation, not only making it easier to vote by mail and sending applications and encouragement, but yes, there will be plenty of early voting. I can tell you about Jackson County. There will be a lot of dates where you can go and early vote at Carbondale Civic Center. They're going to take early voting to SIU on quite a number of dates. And of course, you can go in person to the Jackson County Courthouse, and you can there vote. You can apply for vote in by mail ballot. So there's going to be a lot of options. And you know, even a few years ago, even if you just didn't get around to registering to vote, you just didn't get it done on election day, November 3rd, 2020, if you are eligible to be a voter in this county, you can go right up to the county clerk's office in Murfreesboro, that is for Jackson County, and you can register and you can vote on November 3rd. So the options are available all the way through Election Day.
It's not lost on me that the League of Women Voters is playing such a big role this year in making sure people understand how they can vote and that they are informed and getting ready for this election. It's a big year for women in terms of election law, in that this is 100 years since women won the right to vote.
That's right. We do celebrate the passage of the 19th Amendment, and I hope many of your listeners did watch the PBS special on the vote, which, you know, I thought I knew a lot about the movement that led us there. But, you know, like a lot of movements, everyone's not in agreement. So I hope your listeners saw that, and yes, we do celebrate that it's taken 100 years to get it at the federal level. Hopefully you saw on the vote, many people fought for and received at a state level long before we had the 19th Amendment.
People have kind of watched. Illinois, I think, is perhaps unique in that the primary was held just before COVID really got to be really, really bad. And the general is still, what, about 100 days from now. But we've seen other states, Wisconsin, Kentucky even had some issues with consolidating polling places. Are you concerned at all about that for Illinois? I assume that's a part of this education campaign.
Well, yes, it is part of the education campaign, and that's even the way, if you read the law that was passed for 2020, it starts out and says, due to COVID concerns. So the legislature wrote that in there. Yes, I mean, I'm an election judge myself. I enjoy that election day and greeting all my neighbors and everything, but yeah, it is of concern to me that there's so much unknown. So we want to make sure everybody understands the opportunities that are being encouraged. And like I said, the law that the Illinois legislators wrote says, due to COVID, we are offering this for 2020.
Sure. So these applications that will be coming in the mail over the next several weeks, people need to fill those out in order to get the ballot. Is that right?
That's correct. That's very important for people to know that they have to fill it out. And I believe there will be postage required. So it can be returned in person, Or actually, the application is a little different. Obviously, this is only for the application. It can be emailed to your county clerk. I know in Jackson County, if you go on Jackson County Clerk, which is Mr. Frank Bird, you can click right on there and you can either get a printed application or there's his email address. So you don't even have to go to the post office to apply. You can email it to your county clerk.
You can find more about mail-in voting by contacting your local county clerk. For In Focus, I'm Jennifer Fuller.